Green Visions here on Northland Morning is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. There is a new interactive map that you might want to check out. Interactive maps are just kind of fun to noodle with a little bit anyway, but this one is kind of important. It's up on the Health Department website, and we're going to get a link set up on our website so it will be easy for you to find. It's an interactive radon map so that you can take a look at your county and see if there have been homes that have tested positive for radon in your area. Pat McCone is the regional senior director for the American Lung Association, and she joins us on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So we need to be concerned about radon, and it's really, really simple to find it because you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, and you just get to be terrified about it. Is that right?
Well, I don't think we should be terrified about it. I think we've got tools to test for it. But it is a serious long-term exposure. It is, as you said, colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it's deadly over long-term exposure. It is the leading cause of lung cancer in people that don't smoke, and it's the second leading cause of lung cancer in smokers. You know, smoking by far is number one, but radon is number two, so we want to take it seriously. And across Minnesota, in that cool interactive map, you'll see there all areas of Minnesota test for higher levels of radon. And so we want to get those simple test kits, take a test, see what the levels are in our home. And the good news is that it's easy to mitigate for radon. It's where we've had a great summer to test where water can get in our house. If water can get in, air can get in. So we want to, you know, seal those cracks and cover those sump pumps and do those kinds of first steps and then retest. And if that test doesn't lower it, then you'd want to get a trained mitigator, someone who has been trained in doing radon work. And really, at even worst case scenario, it's not more than a few thousand dollars.
Yeah. That's the noise that I make when you say a few thousand dollars. Now, obviously,
right,
the lives of the people in your family are,
yes,
worth,
yes,
a few thousand dollars. But
right,
what do you do if you don't have a few thousand dollars?
Well, that's the worst case scenario. I mean, we've done a lot of promotion of radon and testing for many, many years, and I have yet to have anyone go, oh my gosh, there's nothing I can do about this economically. I'm just challenged and can't. Again, some of the simple things are just buying that tube of caulking and going around and caulking the cracks. Putting a cover on the sump pump, or again, anywhere that air can get in. The other thing is to be, you know, proportionality here is radon comes in from the ground. So if you have like a split level home and at the lower level you've got children's bedrooms, you definitely want to be testing for radon because there you have young children, growing lungs, long-term exposure. And if you have radon, that's just not a good mix. So if you live in an older home and your basement is where you store your canned goods and you go down, you know, once a month to get the canned tomatoes, that's not where you would test. You would test upstairs, the level that you most occupy. And usually as you go up in a building, those levels decrease. So there's that proportionality and lots of good information on it at the website that the health department has put up.
So where did the test kits come from?
Well, throughout the year, we get a supply from the health department. January is Radon Awareness Month, so we do a big promotion. Then I think we distributed 400 or 500 of them free. We do have a few. We don't have hundreds. We do have a few right now. And if people wanted to stop by our office, we're in the Ordine building, and pick one up. Summer's not the greatest time to test because especially on a day like today when it's going to be in the high 80s and most of us will have our windows open, or if you're fortunate enough to have air conditioning, and you're not having those windows open, then you would test. But, usually we suggest like fall or winter time to do that testing. again, it's not like you get exposed to radon and you get sick right away. This is long-term exposure, just like smoking a cigarette. You smoke one, but you don't get lung cancer from one. It's a lifetime of exposure, so it's many years of exposure. And I don't want to minimalize that. I just don't want to scare people and, oh, you got to do something
right
today.
Well, the other thing, too, as with many of these situations, is what adults can handle a little better, it's mm-hmm. tougher for children and pets mm-hmm. to handle those same levels. And so if you've got kids and pets at home and you're concerned, getting a free test kit sounds like a pretty good idea.
Right. And if we run out there, most of them are under $10. So it is really, you place it in that lowest living area, again, the lowest occupied level of your home. Leave it there for 3 to 5 days, and then the test usually comes with an envelope, a self-mailer, send it into the lab, and then you'll get your test result back from the lab.
Okay, so there is a piece that you've got to send in. It isn't going to pop up, radon or no radon on a little stick or anything.
No, not like the turkey popper up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did it pop? Mom,
no,
Dad, did it
no.
pop?
It has to be sent. It's kind of cool because the test kit is like a film, and radon, again, is a radioactive gas. So if there's radon exposure, it's kind of like, think of a little firework going off, and they track that on the film and then would make the counts of those interactions and then the time period that it was exposed and give you a number.
Wow, that is
cool.
It's very cool.
It is cool.
All that cool and an interactive map in addition to help give you an idea of the way things stand in your county. Interesting stuff. Pat, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You are welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great to talk with you. You bet.
Okay. Thank you.
Pat McCone, our guest this morning. She's the Regional Senior Director for the American Lung Association. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.